Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good afternoon to everyone on this very beautiful Tuesday. And again, I welcome everybody back to ACC Global News. We are worldwide, so we are welcoming all of our listeners from North America and from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very, very grateful to be with all of you today. And we have another wonderful and very uplifting show. And the reason why I do say that is because we really have a very, very inspiring guest with really a wonderful practice. Her name is Manfred Dillon of the Dillon Consulting Group. And what the title that she actually goes by, we call her the Success Diversity Coach, and she's also an author. So not only will many of you be able to relate, but also be very inspired by really the stories and topics that she will speak on today. So, again, I would like to remind all of our audience, it is Tuesday, the 21st of July, 2016, and it is now 12 noon Eastern Time. And to all of the listeners that do live abroad, please remember, if you do miss a show, some people actually just like to listen to the shows again for extra inspiration. Please remember that all of our segments, our segment today with Manfred and all of the other segments, are permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. And also, you can please visit our website at accglobalmedia.com, and that's really for all of our archived shows, future dates for shows, and also events as well. But really, to get on our topic today, many of us listening, myself included, we really thrive to get to higher positions in the workplace. And many of us feel that we want to be leaders. You know, after you put in so many years and all of that work, it's just really a natural feeling that many people get. So there comes a point where we seek these leadership roles, and many people actually reach or they attain these goals, we then realize that leading is really a lot harder than we kind of imagine. And many of us really struggle, and we never really reach that leadership role. And many of us struggle being leaders in our own home. Being a true leader, it's really one of the very important and really life-changing abilities that our special guest today, Manfred Dillon, is able to help people attain. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you author, diversity, success, and business coach, Manfred Dillon. Manfred, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Matt. How are you? Thank you for the great introduction.
I'm doing very well. Not a problem. Just being honest, we have spoke prior for a few minutes. What I do want our audience to know, because you really have a wonderful story, Manfred, can you really discuss to them your background and your upbringing?
Yes, of course. So I come from an Indian family. My parents were immigrants to Canada. They've been here in Canada for about 40 years. And so as any immigrant, my dad came with $7 in his pocket, and he built a great lifestyle for us. And they had hard work, and, you know, they really just focused on providing for the rest of the family. But growing up, we really had to balance between the Western culture and the Eastern culture because my parents were still of the immigrant mentality where we had rules that, you know, my curfew was the same time what grade I was in. So at eight, when I was in grade 8, I had to be home at 8 o'clock. I wasn't allowed to go date. I wasn't allowed to cut my hair. There's a lot of restrictions on us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, and now, throughout that, as I moved into my career, it was also, there weren't a lot of role models of people, and women especially, of color in higher level positions. So you kind of had this mentality that we were second class citizens and we would kind of take whatever job we needed and just do what we needed to do to provide for the family. And so I started to notice how that was impacting my own career. And I struggled with it. I really, really struggled. And one of my first jobs was a secretary at a university. And I did that role for 3 years. But, you know, even in that role, I was told, well, don't, by an Indian male, actually, don't focus on your career. Focus on getting married and having kids. And,
wow.
And that didn't sit well with me either. So I kind of broke a lot of barriers and shattered a lot of these perceptions. And now to this date, you know, I'm kind of not the norm in the Indian community here in Canada because I do things outside the box. And also, you know, I've moved up the leadership channels, you know, board of universities and things like that. And it's been very, very profound in the sense that I really had to overcome my own mindset.
Yes, you must be very proud.
Of course. I mean, it's obviously, but I also had the support of amazing parents who, after they realized what they were doing to us, they pushed me to be like, no, you need to grow and, you know, shatter these barriers. And the more that I did, the more it opened up doors for other people as well. And that's why we became really important, because I knew that if I stand in my light, that's how others are able to stand in theirs. And the more that I'm able to shine my own talent, other people are able to shine their own talent. So it really gave,
yes,
became about contributing back to the community.
Yes, and you really have achieved many things throughout your career. Can you really explain to the audience what type of certifications that you have earned throughout your career?
I am an education junkie, so you know, it's everything from a diploma in management systems to my bachelor's, and I got my master's of arts in organizational management, and then also certified human resources professional, a certified personal executive coach, and there's a few other, I did some few other programs in between there too for certifications and stuff, but those are the main ones that I focus on now, and I will be starting my PhD shortly as well.
And if you can explain to the audience, who exactly is your typical or regular client base?
My regular client base is actually individuals who usually are born in the Western world and are balancing between having this old cultural paradigm and beliefs and the Western world and looking at how they really see themselves in these like higher level positions or owning their these grand businesses that they, you know, they're destined to own, but they feel that there's not enough, they feel that there's something stopping them and they're not really sure what it is. And so these individuals understand that part of their mindset and their own belief systems and are probably impacting them at some level. And these individuals are usually, you know, the 30s and late 20s to early 40s have already attained some kind of success and are looking for a deeper level of success. And deeper level of satisfaction in how they contribute back to the world.
I apologize. Exact services that you provide, can you really let our audience know so that they have more of an understanding?
Of course. There's two different ways that I work with individuals. So if an individual on a personal level, we work through coaching, and coaching is really about forward thinking, about creating those action plans. Coaching is a lot about accountability, and as a coach, I provide the soundboard and help them facilitate through the process. And I really allow them to see what's going on underneath, because and have awareness as to their own blind spot. And so the coaching happens over phone or Skype, and so that's an individual level. So that we usually work through a period of 3 to 6 months of where we really dive in on certain topics, especially depending on what their focus is, career or business, and we have a series of topics that we'll work through. And then on with organizations, I really work around human resources and diversity, and as well as looking at working with change agents who are looking to implement succession planning, working to facilitate their teams, but are looking to enhance the diversity component in leadership as well, and diversity coming from the gender to ethnicity and orientation and everything. And they're looking at how they want to address those issues in their leadership team, and how they want to provide pathways for their team members to have higher leadership positions.
So how exactly does mindset really affect our actions and the way we really live?
Oh, mindset's huge. So 80%, I mean, Tony Robbins always says 80% of the success of any business is the mindset of the leadership. And so as a leader, the more that you're in tune with what thoughts are coming through your head, and everyone's going to have thoughts. There's going to be quote-unquote negative thoughts. There's going to be positive thoughts. But it's about having the gateway of how these thoughts influence everything that you do and how you feel about yourself. So the mindset really is about setting your intentions, being conscious of what programming, like, you know, belief systems or values or past experiences you're bringing into a situation, and how that would impact the situation. Like, for instance, say that there's a conflict with a coworker, and the conflict, you know, you're bringing, both of you, you have to happen, yes, of course.
So many people, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're bringing in your old experiences, the way that you might argue with your, you know, in the past with the family members or other friends. And you're bringing in all these experiences. So this person might say something to you that might trigger you, of like, they might say something, well, your expectations are too high all the time. And that's something you've heard for your entire lifetime. So this is not about this person anymore. This is like the rage is coming from this belief system you have about yourself, that your expectations are too high. And then now your interaction with this person is completely different. Because if you were actually unaware that this is what was going on, your interaction is going to be completely different, where you are getting mad at the person, but in essence, you're actually getting mad at what they said, which has been a trigger point for you in your entire life. And so the mindset is really being aware of what these underlying beliefs are.
Okay. So as far as now the sessions that you hold, how does the approach really change when you're like at speaking engagements or opposed to working with someone one-on-one?
Between speaking engagements and speaking on one-on-one, all the sessions are always confidential. But there's really a space, I'm holding the space of, space of love and space of gratitude for having the experience together. But also, so as we're conversing, I'll ask a lot of questions and look at, you know, how they're answering the questions and really listen to what they're saying underneath it all. Instead of, for instance, if someone was telling me, okay, well, my why of what I do in the world is really, I want to change, I want to empower women. Well, that's great. But why do you want to empower women? And then it really goes a lot of, as we're diving deeper and deeper, a lot of the times is like for myself, my biggest why is I want to empower men and women because I want to end sexual abuse. So it's for me to see a world of, you know, and then through a con. And so the coaching that we have one-on-one, we kind of really dive through what the real answers are and what's really going on underneath instead of what we think that. What the answers are, and then when we're doing presentations, it's a different style. in the sense it's an open environment and you're not going to dive in as deeper because, you know, there's a level of safety that we need to create as well.
Yes. So as far as now your VIP packages, what can people really expect from this type of program?
They will expend, it's an intensive, that's why I laugh, I chuckled a little bit, because it's intensive, because we're going to be speaking each week and really breaking through any resistance there is and an interference that there might be, to really getting the individual to the level that they want to be at. And my role as a coach is to make sure that I'm supporting them in breaking through the resistance, because they might not want to show up on appointments. They might not want to be present. And even in between the sessions, I really ask them to check in with me so I know what's going on and so that they're constantly supported through this whole process. And they know that someone's on their side as their cheerleader and supporting
yes,
them, but also the one that's
going to
call them out on things, right?
Yes. Everybody needs that.
Yeah, exactly. And so within these usually 6 months, we will work very intensely but very intimately around these topics. And usually what people are coming for, what they sign up for, they get more than that. Because when we focus on one area of our life, we actually end up changing things in other areas of our lives as well. Because the way that we act in one area is usually how we're acting in other areas as well. And so we, in the VIP experience, they're going to get the one-on-one coaching. They're going to get all the group programs I offer for a year. They're going to get invites to any special events that I offer as well. And also they're going to get some online courses. So they'll be very fully supported even after our work is done in the 6 months. And they'll have access to me all the time so that they know that they have this person there who, when their mindset might be a little bit like, I don't believe that I can do this, they know they have that person there that's going to remind them of who they really are and remind them of what strengths they bring to this world and what contribution they're making to this world. And that's the role that I play with them.
Yes, knowing that you have someone that's always there to either talk to or help, that's really very valuable.
It is, because it just makes... We live in a... Sorry, I totally cut you off, but...
No, go ahead.
I get really passionate about it.
Yes, I can hear the passion in your voice, and I want you to share it with the audience, definitely.
it's interesting because we live in this world where we might feel a little bit disconnected. We might feel a little bit alone, especially for those people who are single. They don't feel like they have those cheerleaders all the time. You have the established family and friends, but not someone who knows who's going to really cheer you on as you have these accomplishments
exactly.
in your life. And that's where a coach is like, they don't know the other aspects of their life, but they are able to celebrate with you and also, you know, call you out when things need to be shifted as well. So you feel that you have that support system in a different way while you create another broader support system for yourself so that you're always supported within your life as well. And the coach allows you to feel what that support would look like for you and what you actually need in that moment as well.
So if you could really explain or share with the audience really some of the tools or like the techniques that you really incorporate into your program.
Yeah, so I use a lot of emotional intelligence techniques. So we look at what your personality types are and how to maximize your own personality and maximize the strength so that you can overcome the weaknesses. I also use the appreciative inquiry approach where we're really looking at creating the big vision, acknowledging what the gaps and the obstacles are, but also looking at how we can take a strength-based approach to creating the big vision for yourself. And I use a lot of this, we use some intuitive tools as well, where we're looking to really tap you into using meditation, tapping you into your own intuition, trusting your own intuition, and really becoming aware of what your heart's telling you and how to live from a place of following your heart and live from a healthier, more optimal state where you are fully aligned to your ideal self. So So yeah, with emotional intelligence, appreciative inquiry, and with the meditation. And then I also incorporate a lot of business components as well. We look at a lot of using like the one-page canvas or other techniques where we look at the effectiveness of your organization of the, that you're creating if you're in business, or even like
yes.
looking at having career checklists as well of like how you can maximize your strengths in the workplace. So we use a lot of different – I use a lot of tools to do that as well. So it's not all just talking. It's a lot of reflection. There's a lot of homework, self-discovery through different exercises and tests and quizzes, but not in a homeworky way because you're really spending time on yourself and understanding yourself as well.
I like the idea. I actually love the idea of spending time on yourself. And I think that's when you can really get to really know who you really are.
Yes, of course.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, sorry. When we know who we are, which is great. Thank you for saying that. That's when we can actually really fully step into leadership as well in a different way, because you're not going to care about what people think. Then you're not going to care about if that voice in your head is telling you you can't do this. If you really know who you are, you know what your strengths are. You know at your core that you're meant to be present in this world. You're meant to lead. You're meant to like contribute at a big level, and whatever that might be for you. And for some people, that might be like they're a stay-at-home mom and they're a magnificent stay-at-home mom, but they know who they are and they know that that's what resonates with them, and or stay-at-home dad. And for others, they might want to be the CEO of a company, and they know that that's who they are. So if they know who they are, that's how they can contribute back to their employees and get these employees to really fully flourish and be productive and have a thriving company as well. So that was a thank you for saying, reminding the audience of how important it is to know who they are.
Okay. I also would like to remind the audience that Manpreet is also an author. So Manpreet, can you really share with the audience where exactly your work has been published?
Of course, yeah. I was really fortunate, actually, that one of my stories got published in Chicken Soup for the Soul, the Time to Thrive edition last year, May 2015. And then also, I was also contributing author to another book, 365 Ways to the Soul, that's an Amazon bestseller. So last year was really great in that way. And so both of these works were focused around thriving while grieving. And really looking at how to have emotional mastery for success. And in the Chicken Soup for the Soul, that was my story after my brother had passed away, and how I actually ended up marking off everything on my bucket list, even though I was grieving, and how I was able to manage my emotions enough and still feel them, but still able to contribute back to society in a much bigger way.
And that's really an amazing story within itself. If you could give the title of that book one more time.
It was Chicken Soup for the Soul, Time to Thrive. It was released in May 2015.
Also learned is that you have a new book that will soon be released. Can you really describe your process behind writing this new book? I believe it's called How to Thrive While Grieving.
Yeah, so it's an extension of the story that I had put in Chicken Soup for the Soul. So it's been an interesting process because it's quite emotional, actually, because it's really diving into my own my journey with my relationship with my brother and what happened after the fact and how I felt, all the emotions I felt after he passed away. And it's really... So throughout the entire process, I've had a lot of people ask me how I became more resilient, how I persevered, and how I was able to focus on contributing back to the community and society in general, even though I was feeling these intense emotions. And so this book really explores the whole gamut of, how mine and my brother's relationship helped form me in some ways, but also how I took it for granted while he was alive, to everything, all the guilt that I might, the survivor's guilt, the guilt I felt about our relationship, and also how much I enjoyed our relationship and the memories that we created, but how we chose to continue his legacy in different ways and continue celebrate his life in different ways. And how focusing on other people really allowed me to overcome my own emotional state so that I was able to have a purpose again in life.
And again, to the audience, it's a wonderful story. I do look forward to that book coming out. Mimpri, what exactly do you hope that people take away from some of these works?
For me, it's really important. I hope that when people connect to, through the books or through coaching or whatever work that there is, I hope that individuals really connect back to their heart and they really understand of what they want to bring to this world and how they want to show up, and how they show up each and every day impacts everything else around them. And so it's really about focusing on having that clear plan, clarity of where you're going in your life, and having the mindset that really helps you support that, as well as really being able to step into the best version of yourself, how important it is, and how important that each of us, the contribution each of us has to make to this world. And it could be, you know, for those people who choose to stay at home and they're becoming leaders in their home and they're leaders in their community, it's about how they step into that. It's really about owning that and having the self-confidence and the self-esteem saying, yes, this is what I decided to do because I have these little children whose lives I'm impacting, to others who choose to be CEOs of companies. They step into it and be like, this is what I'm choosing to do, and this is how family is still like, and my personal life is still important, but I'm able to contribute back to this world at a greater level.
I love that, and I love your passion and your voice speaking about this. If you could really share with the audience when and where your new book will actually be available.
Sure. The new book will be available later in the fall, towards the end of the year. It'll be available on Amazon and my website, www.manpreetdillon.com.
Okay. And remember, everyone, the title of the new book will be How to Thrive While Grieving. So, Manpreet, if you could really, and you have a wonderful story. I love your passion speaking about this. If you could really share with the audience, what do you have planned for the future from this point?
It's been amazing and how things are unfolding more and more. I've been doing a lot of events in different cities. I've planned for the fall to have events in LA and in Toronto, and there's going to be a few other cities added on that we're just working on, and some other Canadian cities as well. And then also with these events, it's really a one-day intensive business strategy workshops for women where they come together. They look at leading them through meditation and mindset, but we also look at their plan, like the business plan and their marketing plan and social media plan.
Yeah.
I'm really diving into it in the one day and having where they walk out of the day with a refocus and more clarity and where they want to take their business in what next 1 to 3 years. And so that's on the horizon. There'll be a book tour as well after the book is released. And there's a few very well global companies that I'm working with on their diversity programs, and I look forward to continuing to do work on those as well.
Okay. And Manpreet, we're almost out of time. If you can share with the audience, where can they go to either sign up for your program or get more information about you? Or reach out to you. Can you share that?
So anyone who's potentially interested in coaching, we always offer a half an hour complimentary consult. And so to sign up for the complimentary consult, just to make sure that there's a fit, and to know, get to know each other a little bit more, if they can just go to the website at www.manpreetdhillon.com. That's MANPREETDHILLON.com. And they just click on the contact us page, fill out the form, and they'll get a response back from my team within the next 48 hours.
All right.
And, we just scheduled the first call.
Okay, and again, we're out of time right now. Manpreet, again, it was an honor having you on today. Hopefully we can have you back on in the near future. And to all of our audience, yes, please, you can listen to all of our archive shows on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Please also visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And it was an honor being with you all today, Manpreet. It was an honor having you on, and I look forward to speaking to everybody very soon. You all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome.